Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being rich and considering God's view of what being rich looks like. And His instructions for those who are rich in this world, as well as His instructions for those who, well, whose riches are stored up elsewhere. In fact, His desire is that we do store up treasures not on earth, but in heaven. What does that look like? How can we live life in a materialistic world without becoming materialistic ourselves? And so today, as we're going to spend each day this week talking and praying about a different aspect of God's view of how we ought to be rich, we're going to be focused in on being rich toward God. Sometimes we want to act rich towards certain people. We want to impress them. We want them to look at us favorably. But God's desire is that we're rich toward Him. Luke 12, verse 21, it says, "This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God." Jesus tells stories, parables, designed to instruct us on how we ought to live. He tells a story of a man who had great wealth. His crops had exceeded his capacity to store them, and so he not just adds more barns, but the Bible says he tears down what he already has so he can build bigger barns. And he says to himself, "Look at what I've done. I'm going to sit back and take it easy." God says, "You fool. Your life tonight will be required of you, and all that you have accumulated will be used by somebody else. You'll receive no benefit from it." And Jesus says, this is what it's like for those who accumulate for themselves and are not rich toward God. Now, I know many godly people that God has blessed in such a way they've accumulated what the world would call great wealth. But they've maintained, and I believe have been blessed by God because they've chosen to be rich toward God even in the midst of their accumulation. And there are those that appear that the more they give, thinking somehow that I don't need all of this, I'll give it away, and they discover, kind of like the widow in ancient Israel whose jar of oil never ran out, there was always more. But it's not a formula, it's not a prosperity gospel kind of teaching where if I want to get more, all I have to do is give more. Hopefully you hear the selfishness within that reasoning. Selfishness is a sin. It's a trait that God wants us to allow His Spirit to deal with in our life. When our motivation is focused on us, being rich toward God isn't taking place, no matter how much we might give to God. It's an attitude. It's a spirit within us. It's when our spirit aligns with God's spirit. And our desire is to give of ourselves. First and foremost, we belong to God. Jesus says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. It goes both ways. What our heart desires, we put our resources into. And what we put our resources into is the things that our heart desires. And when our heart desires God above all else, our resources follow. And when we use our resources to pursue God above all else, our heart comes along with it. And as we live life, we discover a growing desire to give to God. Now, it's difficult, impossible in a technical sense to write a check made out to God and expect that He's going to receive it. We don't have a mailing address. And cash it. He doesn't need a bank account. But being rich toward God, Jesus, I believe, explains at least a bit of what that looks like in Matthew chapter 25. It tells a story of a great crowd spread out before the king. And the king divides this crowd, some on his right and some on his left. And he invites the one group to join him in his happiness. He welcomes them. Welcome home, you belong. Come, share in all of the good things that belong to those who are family. But to the other group, he says, get away from me. I don't even know who you are. You have no place here. And you'll discover that the reaction of both groups was pretty similar. Why? What did we do? What did we not do? Because the first group, he says, you took care of me. You helped me. You fed me. You clothed me. You visited me. You provided for me. You were rich toward me. In the second group, he says, you ignored me. You disrespected me. You didn't give me anything. You wouldn't visit me. You wouldn't care for my needs. You wouldn't help me at all. And each group says, the one says, when did we do that? We don't remember doing any of that, but we're kind of glad we did. The other group said, when did we fail to do any of that? And being rich towards God, Jesus says, as much as you've done it, or to the other group, as much as you've not done it, to the least of these, my brethren, as much as you've done it or not done it to one another, you've done it or not done it to me. Being rich towards God is evident not in our church language, but in the way we treat one another. Being rich towards God is expressed by the way we love, by the way we serve, by the way we care. When we recognize the individual in front of us is a person created in the image of God, and we're rich towards that person because we see the image of God in them, we demonstrate this richness that God desires for His people to have. because it's the richness that we've talked about yesterday that God has already shown to us through His love. So we grow. And we become rich when we're rich toward God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. In Your love, You have shown us what it looks like to be rich to someone else. You've given us Your love, the very best of what You've had, Your Son. And You've called us to not just accumulate for ourselves, but out of that accumulation that we would be rich towards You. And our desire is to be rich towards You rather than to accumulate. And even when our richness towards You results in accumulation, that's not our focus. We see that as a way to become even more rich towards You. But God, it's what we give through our church, but it's more than that. It's our tithes and offerings, but it's also our help towards one another. Our time, our abilities, our care. And so, God, as we encounter people today, help us to see every person as an opportunity for us to be rich towards You. Whether that involves time, whether it involves correction, whether it involves money, may it always involve truth and love. And God, as we express this richness towards You, may we lift up Jesus as the source, as the provider, as our teacher, even as we lift Him up as Lord and Savior, so that He would draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.